Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. As we start off, we'd like to invite you to look with us in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests attended their services, the Levites also with instruments of the music of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, "For his mercy endures forever," whenever David offered praise by their ministry. The priests sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel stood. Furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat. At that time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. And on the 8th day they held a sacred assembly, for they observed the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the good that the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do according to all that I commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom, as I covenanted with David, your father, saying, 'You shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel.'" Verses 1 through 18, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Father, thank you, Lord, for being a heavenly Father that has a listening ear for the prayers of your children at all times and in all places. Lord, what a privilege and what an honor it is for us to be able to know that we can always look to you and come to you in prayer, in times of need, in times of difficulty, in times of storm in our lives, as well as a Heavenly Father that has an ear at all other times as well. Lord, open our eyes to see the need for us more and more as a people and as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to humble ourselves before you, to repent of wrong and to seek your face, Lord, knowing that, Lord, we don't really know what to do, but our eyes are on you, Lord. We ask that you'd bring healing and wholeness to our nation, Lord, because no one else can do it but you. Guide us in being your vessels to accomplish your will. Guide us in being the salt and light you'd have us to be. But help us to always have ears and eyes and hearts wide open to what you call us to do, and guide us to be the praying people you want us to be. We thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and grateful to have in studio with us today Fred Jackson, who is the director of AFR News. Fred, good to have you with us in studio.
Good to be with you, Pastor Joseph, as always.
Always good to have you, too. Fred, as we start off, if you would share with our listeners as we begin One thing I've come to find is that, like, even when something is big in the news, sometimes there are some people who just haven't heard anything about it. Would you share with them about the tragedy that happened in Florida?
Well, we learned yesterday morning about the tragedy you speak of at a club in Orlando, Florida. About 2 o'clock on Sunday morning in this club, which was known as a gay club in the city of Orlando, there were about 300 people there. They were getting ready to shut the club down for the night when a gunman, who we now know and has been identified as Omar Madin, 29 years of age, went into that club with a high-powered rifle and a handgun and simply opened fire. 300 people in that club, as the police have said, because of that density, all he had to do was start shooting and there would be many, many victims. By the time it was all over, and it took several hours because after the initial shooting, police were called to the area, but he took some hostages. And he held those hostages for several hours until police used a machine to break through a wall of the building. And some of those hostages got out. The shooter himself came out, engaged the police, and he was shot and killed. But when it was all over, as of this moment, 49 people killed. There are another 53 that were taken to hospital. And the last I saw in the last few minutes, the hospital were saying 5 are in very grave condition of those 53. What we know now also from the briefings that have taken place in the last few hours from the FBI is that Madin was on the FBI's radar going back as far as 2013. When at that time he was talking to friends at work, and he had told co-workers he hoped that law enforcement would raid his apartment and assault his wife and child so that he could martyr himself. He told workers that. They went to the FBI. They started checking on him, monitoring him, tracking him, that sort of thing. But at the end of 10 months, they figured there was nothing really to charge him with. He came back on the FBI's radar about a year ago, actually about a year and a half ago, in connection with another suicide bomber, a Floridian who had gone to the Middle East. But again, they couldn't prove any connection. So he was a known commodity. But on Saturday evening, he went to this club. He gave credit. He actually called 911 three times from the club in the midst of all of the shooting and carnage, and to let them know that he was doing this for ISIS, the Middle Eastern terrorist group that our listeners have become very familiar with. So there's no question in his mind that he was operating under the name of Islam and was ready to die in the case of Islam. His father, who has been interviewed in the last 24 hours, said his son became very agitated a few weeks ago when he saw two men kissing. And from that point, we have to assume that he made this plot to go into this club in Orlando and just carry out this horrific act. That's what we know at this point. Now, there's some political fallout, as there always is over this. There is an attempt by President Barack Obama and also Hillary Clinton, a reluctance to link Islam to the shooting. They're calling it an act of terrorism, but they don't want to put the two words Islamic terrorism together. But also, they have both used, and I just listened to a live speech from Hillary Clinton in Cleveland, Ohio, and one of the thrusts of her speech was this is really the fault, or part of the fault at least, to lax gun laws, according to them, and that if we had stricter gun laws, that somehow it would avoid these kinds of tragedies. You know, Joseph, I was just sitting here, and in this very studio almost 15 years ago, I remember sitting here for many hours on the day of 9/11, when we became very familiar for the first time in this country, really, with Islamic terrorism on our turf in this country. And since then, there have been other horrific tragedies, such as Fort Hood, we saw, all connected to Islamic terrorism, San Bernardino, Chattanooga, Tennessee, not too long ago, the Boston Marathon, and now this 49 killed, which they're calling the worst shooting incident in Orlando this incident in Orlando, the worst shooting incident in American history, 49 people killed. And so all of it being connected to Islamic terrorism. Mm-hmm. And the issue now for politicians, whether they're Democrat or Republican, is, okay, how do we deal with this? Mm-hmm. And that will become part of the political debate that's actually been ongoing for some time now. But, you know, Joseph, our hearts go out to the families of these 49 people killed today. These were sons and daughters. Brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Of families there, I assume, in the Orlando area. Many of them, I just saw a list of names. They just released the list of names of the victims. Many of them were Latino, Puerto Ricans who live in the Orlando area. Their ages, I looked at their ages in their 20s and their 30s for the most part. I think the oldest was 50 years of age. So these were brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of many families there in the Orlando area. And we need to pray for those families today, mm-hmm. that God would comfort them at this time.
I appreciate you coming and sharing, Fred. Would you take time now just to really pray whatever God has put on your heart to really lift up in prayer about the matter?
Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, and we do pray for those families who have lost all of these precious loved ones in this tragedy, this horrific incident in Orlando. And Lord, we don't have the answers as to the why of all of this. But we do believe that you are a sovereign God.
Thank you.
And Lord, you love these people. We are all sinners. Your word teaches that. For all of us have sinned and come short of your glory. And Lord, we know are very aware of the evil that's in our world today. And Lord, we look at the value of life. That's how it's being questioned, whether it's Islamic terrorism, whether it's the horrific national sin here of abortion, this devaluing of human life, which only you can give.
Thank you.
Lord, we just pray that we would become more conscious of who you are and the life that you give, and that we have no right to take it away. And Lord, that you would use this tragedy, Lord, to draw people closer to you, to understand, Lord, that only through you, only through your saving grace, Lord, can we come to understand and to realize your heart in all of this. We pray for this country, just as Joseph was reading in this passage, Lord, that we would have leaders, that we would, even in our churches, Lord, that we would become more conscious of your presence. And Lord, that we would surrender every facet of our lives to you. Lord, that people would come to know you. People would come to know Jesus as their personal Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, your word teaches us that our hearts go from stone unto that flesh, Lord, that we then begin to understand who you are, that we would surrender our lives completely to you, Lord. We know that this is the answer personally for us, for those listening today, and Lord, for our country. And Lord, this is our prayer today. And again, we just pray for these families who have lost these loved ones, that you would comfort them and draw them close to you because of all of this. And we just ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Fred. Again, our in-studio guest today is Fred Jackson, the director of AFR News here. And Fred, you're going to be with us just a few minutes on the other side of the break as we continue to share about that. So we appreciate you taking time to do that. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. I attended Target's shareholders meeting on behalf of the American Family Association and the 1.3 million and counting who have signed the petition to boycott Target as a result of their dangerous bathroom policy allowing men into women's restrooms. During the meeting, I directly asked their CEO and board of directors if they'd conducted a cost-benefit analysis before pursuing this wicked policy. their responses showed they hadn't conducted any kind of analysis concerning their agenda. They see no problem losing investors' money to push their trans agenda. The meeting showed Target's top brass is void of wisdom.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
My pastor preached a message recently entitled, I Wish I Had A. Sounds funny, but here's the premise. It is amazing how quickly we forget what God has done for us. Remember when the children of Israel lost the privilege of entering the promised land? One man from each tribe was chosen to go and investigate the land of Canaan. When they returned, 40 days later, they were filled with fear. All of them, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, thought that they should retreat and return back to Egypt. Return to Egypt? Did the Lord just bring you out of bondage? Didn't the Lord just cause Pharaoh and all his boys to drown because they were after you? Didn't you just finish crying out to the Lord to deliver you from making brick with no straw, and now you want to go back? The spies took 40 days. Israel wandered 40 years because of a missed opportunity. Don't say, I wish I had a. Seize every opportunity and never forget what God has done. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com. Just go ahead and admit it. You're spoiled. I know that I am. We as Christians often forget just how privileged we are. There are benefits that come with being a member. We get to enjoy the many benefits of the gospel that people in other religions never understand. If you ever take the time to talk to people who have been in other religions and are now a part of the body of Christ, chances are they will share with you that the one concept most difficult to grasp was that of God the Father. You are a child of the Most High God. Everything the Father has is yours. You are the rightful heir. If for some reason you never had an earthly father that cared for you, you can take comfort in your heavenly Father showering you with gifts and blessings. The only thing you have to do is learn to receive. It really is okay to be spoiled and know that you're spoiled by the one who created you and prepared a place especially for you. You are royalty. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Music of Covenant Church, the song My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have in studio with us today Fred Jackson, the director of AFR News. And Fred, at this time, would you share just your heart and your thoughts about how would you advise and counsel believers in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to really pray for, obviously, for our nation, but also to pray for the families as well? What would you, how would you counsel them to do that?
Well, I think, first of all, many times, and I've run into this through the years, Joseph, is that many people aren't aware or don't care about what's going on in their world. Mm-hmm. They're busy, you know, right. Get up, go to work in the morning, get the kids ready for school and that sort of thing. But our world is changing right in front of people's
so
eyes.
So fast.
Our value system has changed dramatically. Like, I'm an old guy. I'm just over 60, Joseph. Mm-hmm. You're a young guy, I know.
You say so.
But, you know, I remember growing up in a neighborhood that wasn't composed all of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a biblical value system that at our house and all the neighbors' houses, people shared a biblical value system.
Mm-hmm.
That was the norm
right.
in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But that is not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That our culture has, in its rebellion against God, removed itself so far. And I was just reading in Judges the other day, it's like a period of history with the nation of Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And history does have a way of repeating itself. And we're at that stage again, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is doing what is right in their own eyes and making declarations of, you know, why did this tragedy occur in Orlando? And people out there are giving different opinions on talk shows and that sort of thing. Well, the reason is that there's sin.
Mm-hmm.
And in our country today, we are celebrating sin or giving excuses for it under the umbrella of tolerance and diversity. You know, we serve a very diverse God.
Mm-hmm.
He loves diversity. Different color flowers and trees. He
created diversity.
He created diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've taken that diversity, and the other day I was watching the memorial service for Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And there was every kind of religion got up there.
Mm-hmm.
Every kind of religion was represented at that memorial service. And they all had an idea of how God would want the country to respond to the death of Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, everybody is putting God in their own little box.
Mm-hmm.
And they're deciding what God is like
mm-hmm.
and what God wants.
Creating him in the image that they want him to be in.
In the image. And that's a huge problem today, Joseph.
That's right.
Is that, number one, that comes from, and Barner Research and others have shown this, that there's an incredible lack of biblical knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
People, let's just put it plainly, people have stopped reading and studying their Bible.
Mm.
That's it.
It's tragic.
Mm. And of course, we have more and more people who don't go to church anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we have problems in some churches that don't preach the word anymore. Mm-hmm. So we have to come back to surrender ourselves to the authority of God's word. In order to do that, you have to know what God's word is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. So let's go to his word. What does his word say about these things? Are there many paths to God? No. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, Jesus didn't apologize when he said that. And he didn't say, I think there may be other opinions and we have to respect those. No, he was mm-hmm. pretty definitive.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No one comes unto the Father but by me. So that
right.
speaks of authority.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to decide whether to accept that authority. Now we have enough history behind us, Joseph, that if we do not accept biblical authority and the God of the Bible, that's when cultures fall apart.
That's right.
And that's where we are today. So my first, you know, call would be for people to get back to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Study it.
That's right.
Believe it. Trust in him in your heart. Trust in his word. Surrender to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now you may not be able to change the world
mm-hmm.
by doing that, but by surrendering yourself to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then you can be that light in this dark world.
That's right.
You can't be that light until you do,
mm-hmm.
because all we are, Joseph, is as Christians, are mirrors.
That's right.
It's not our light.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowing God's light to shine through us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this world needs right now. You and I come across, you know, each day, and our listeners, you come across different people.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be that light each day?
Mm-hmm.
Just let Jesus shine through us.
That's right.
And he has put us in our little corner of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is our mission field. And that's what we can do. And because of incidents like this, it gives us an opportunity as Christians. Because people are talking about this today.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably, you know, folks, when you go home today or at the workplace today, they're going to be talking about this.
That's right.
How do you respond as a Christian? Well, you mm-hmm. point people to God's word
mm-hmm.
and say, that's where there is hope. That's where there
that's
is
where
hope.
It's found.
And that is, I mean, God's word, and let God shine through you. Let his wisdom shine through you so that we can understand this. Not that we accept that what went on, but we can understand this result of evil in our world.
That's right.
And by understanding, you know, God's word and understanding his perspective on things, we can shine that light. We can share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with people. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing that we can do. This is an opportunity. It's horrible this tragedy occurred, but it's also providing us with an opportunity for us to share what our hope is.
That's right.
My hope is not in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, Joseph. Mm-hmm. It's really not.
That's right.
There are a lot of Christians out there that are wringing their hands about this election. And the election is, I'm not saying just to be cavalier about it, but you know what? God knows who's going to win in November. You know what? God will be in control the morning after the election.
That's right.
He doesn't forfeit it. And as Christians, our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the God of the Bible who doesn't change. And we can celebrate that.
That's right. That's right. Well, Fred, before you go, would you just share, pray for the church.
Amen.
Pray for the church to really understand and to know how to just to follow the Lord's lead in being the salt and the light and the witness he wants us to be.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are a God that never, never changes. We thank you that you have given us your word, which never changes. And Lord, that we see the evidence when people surrender to you and they become that light in this fallen world, that they are a blessing to others, that we can share you with others. We thank you for the freedom that we have in this country to still do that. We ought not to take that for granted. And Lord, for our churches, Lord, may we be places where the gospel is preached.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, number one, that the gospel is preached. And Lord, then to disciple people, to grow people. We pray for our pastors that they would be surrendered to you. We pray for our Sunday school teachers that are out there, for Christian men and women in the workplace.
Thank you.
Lord, that they would have it upon their hearts to share you each day. Lord, there is an eternity ahead of us.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
And the destination of souls, the eternal destination of souls. Lord, that that ought to be heavy on our hearts. And Lord, that we ought to take this idea of being missionaries. Jesus. We are all missionaries, that we ought to take that to heart each day. Help us, Lord, even in the midst of this particular tragedy, to be always ready to give an answer, to give a reason for our hope. And then, Holy Spirit, that you would go and you would work in the hearts of those, Lord, who need to come to you. And, Lord, we would give you all the praise and all the glory because you are the one who deserves it. Thank you for the privilege of being able to share the best news of all. And we praise your name today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Fred, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're going to have to slip out and head back to work with other important, critical things to be done. So,
thank you
so much for taking time to be with
us today. Blessing to be with you, Joseph.
All righty. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to encourage every single listener to really take serious the importance of us really praying for the people in the Orlando community, for healing and for God's grace, because no one can bring healing and wholeness like God and the Spirit of God can. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to lift up the Orlando community. Thank you for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in that community. And thank you for your sovereignty over the lives of all the families who've lost loved ones, Father. Lord, send forth many more laborers into the Orlando community, even now, if you would, Lord. And Father, more and more, pour out, just flood this Orlando community with your grace, with your presence, with your peace, Lord. Lord, I pray that many persons will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives somehow in the midst of all that has taken place, Lord. Help them more and more to recognize, Lord, that as Fred prayed a few moments ago, real hope is only found in you. Real just resolution and healing can only be found in you, Lord. Send forth many more laborers into that community. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would work mightily in the hearts and the lives of many, Lord. Lord, draw many to you as a result of this. Lord, as so many ask the question of where have those that passed away, where did they go? Lord, help us to recognize, Lord, that if we desire to be on our way to heaven, We need to recognize the need to make that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into our hearts as Lord and Savior of our lives. Lord, help us as the church to be effective and aggressive and love-filled witnesses that will share the gospel wherever we go in such a way so that many people would come to hear the gospel, come to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior and be saved. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that we as the church need to be on our job every day. Help us to be faithful, to be shining wherever we go in important ways, knowing that so many times people, they start a day out and often and typically have no idea that today might be their last day in this world for whatever reason. So many that may die of disease or vehicle accidents or die of shootings and other tragedies. But Lord, even though we may not know when our last day on earth is, Lord, you do. And you know that if we just accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, even when we pass through death's door, we don't have to be worried because we know that we'll spend eternity, all eternity with you in a wonderful place called heaven. Thank you for that opportunity. Father, help us as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to live in such a way that every day we'll live as bright, shining lights that are pointing many to Jesus Christ, encouraging others to draw closer and grow strong in their faith, encouraging people to more and more be what you've called them to be. Guide us so that daily we'll be vessels you can use to accomplish the work of carrying out the Great Commission, of going into the world and making disciples of all men. Thank you for that opportunity, that blessed privilege. And Father, guide us with every passing day more and more to be the church, the city set on a hill you've called us to be. We thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, just a few moments ago, we had Fred Jackson, the director of AFR News, sharing about the tragedy that happened in Florida. Please, let's continue to keep the families who've lost loved ones in that tragedy lifted up in prayer. And help us, let's be faithful to continue to pray not only about this tragedy, but other areas of need in our culture and our society, knowing that, again, there's so many ways in which only God can bring healing, that we as people just can't do it in so many instances and situations. May each of us be faithful to pray and to be bold and courageous witnesses, pointing people to Christ all the time. I want to take time to also pray for more and more for leaders in our nation to really respond correctly to a tragedy like this. Thank you, Lord, today for the president. Thank you for the vice president. Thank you for Congress. Thank you for the Supreme Court. Thank you for all persons that serve as leaders in the government of our nation, Lord. Father, pour out your grace, mercy, and peace mightily upon all these our leaders. Guide them, Lord, and help them, Father, to respond with integrity and righteousness and wisdom. Help them to know what you would have them to do as leaders who are charged with the responsibility of defending our nation, Lord. And help them to respond with integrity and righteousness and help them to do what you want them to do, Lord. Father, help our political leaders to set the politics aside and to really seek your heart, your wisdom, your understanding about what is most effective to be done to really help bring healing and wholeness to our communities, our states, our cities, our nation, and more even beyond. Father, send forth many more laborers into all of our large cities where in so many instances crime and tragic incidents happen in large numbers. Send forth many more laborers into all of these communities so that more and more the gospel will be heard and that many people will come to receive Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives, and thus their lives would be changed, and more people would be living in a direction that pleases, glorifies, and honors you. Help us, Lord, daily to be faithful as vessels you can use each and every day to do these things and carry out your great commission. We thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
See a side of God you've never seen.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about what the Bible calls the day of the Lord.
His just wrath against sin, which you have never seen, will be exposed, and that will happen at the tribulation.
A prophetic look at the hard times ahead and how you can miss out on them. plus a special Father's Day message this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
The guy's an evolutionist, and there's nothing in the whole course description about biblical creation as even a plausible alternative.
A committed Christian father, a doubting daughter, and a liberal professor clash in the captivating film, A Matter of Faith.
This guy stands against everything that we believe in.
Wasn't the Bible written by men?
Yes, it was.
Then how does that make it the Word of God?
Every believer needs to see A Matter of Faith, now out on DVD at afastore.net.
I believe one of the greatest needs for this generation is for men to be men.
Pastor, author, musician, Carl King.
Men have lost their initiative and they're spending time in games and pornography, and the culture is vomiting this out and many men are just sucking it up. But I think that the Word of God, and I think that our culture is asking for men to step up and say, okay, I'm going to use that manliness that God has given me. I'm going to be a provider. I'm going to be a help. I'm going to be a protector. I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to use and exploit women. By me being self-controlled and self-disciplined, I'm going to change the world.
Advancing truth, wisdom, and empowerment. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
If you've been waiting for some heavenly help with your earthly problems, Dr. Tony Evans says that those heavenly helpers may be waiting on you. He explains why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
You were created lower than the angels. But when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, you put on platform shoes. You were no longer lower than the angels, because guess what? The angels now are looking to the church in order to understand the manifold wisdom of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 says that the angels study the church. Your angels won't move on your behalf until they see the move you make, because they have to make sure now that they're under your authority, because you've been raised above all principalities and powers and rulers. The angels now must listen to you. They can't budge because they're now under your charge, waiting for you to act toward God. When they see the church act toward God, and that is consistent with the kingdom of God, that means God can then set them free to act on our behalf. Many of us don't get angelic help because we don't understand that the angels are waiting on us to respond to God. You are above the angels now.
Learn more about how to protect yourself and your family in Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll show you how to live in the spiritual victory Christ died to give you, even if you're dealing with chemical, sexual, emotional, or relational strongholds. Get a copy for yourself and order the DVD-based Bible study version for your church. Details on Victory in Spiritual Warfare are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Me, you'll
Music of BB and CC Winans, the song Lost Without You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We've been looking at and praying about the tragedy that happened in the state of Florida in the Orlando community. And let me remind us, let's continue to really pray for the city of Orlando, because again, when a tragedy like this happens, there are many repercussions that affect not just the immediate families, but the community in so, so many ways. Father, thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty over the city of Orlando, and thank you for your sovereignty over that community. Father, flood that whole Orlando community with a much greater portion of your grace, your mercy, your peace, and your presence, and send forth many more laborers into that community. Once again, use many more people. Send forth many more laborers who will proclaim the gospel, so that many who are really down and out and feeling very depressed and down because of the tragedy, many of them now maybe more than ever recognize the need for themselves to be saved. Lord, draw many of these people to yourself. Save them. Help them to fully commit their lives to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. And guide the church in rising to the occasion to be the bright, shining witness and vessels of grace and light that you want them to be in the community. And Lord, I pray that more and more you'd help us to aggressively be the vessel of healing and wholeness that you want the church to be in the Orlando community and beyond. And Father, also give the mayor and the city leadership wisdom and grace to know how to do what you'd have them to do to help bring healing to their community. And guide the church leadership in rising up and taking the initiative to do things that will be ways whereby your spirit will be released to accomplish your desired goals in the Orlando community. Thank you for that opportunity. We do thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I want to remind you once again of a prayer tool that I want to encourage you to get if you haven't already. It's a great tool that helps us to pray more effectively for our nation, to pray for our leaders, our spiritual and our governmental leaders as well, and other concerns that relate to our culture and our world. But it's a book entitled Praying in Victory, and you can go online and simply find it at prayinginvictory.com. Again, prayinginvictory.com. Please go online and download a copy, make a copy of the book. It's a great and a very effective prayer tool that can help you in many ways in your prayer life. I'd encourage you to do that. I want to take time to pray one of those prayers, specifically a prayer for our government. And remember, in the coming weeks and months and on an ongoing basis, we really need to be praying for our government so that our government will make wise decisions as it relates to a number of issues related to this tragedy. Because again, we want our leaders to act in righteousness in a way that they honor the Lord in the decisions they make and the directions they take to respond appropriately and wisely to a tragedy like this one. Again, praying for our government. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for our government, and thank you for the individuals that make up our government, and are not only our government, but thank you for the leaders in governments throughout the nations throughout the world. Thank you for them individually and collectively, Lord. We thank and praise you for them all. Father, I pray for all men and women having authority over us in any way. More and more, pour out your spirit upon them and make your word known to them. Cause them to be men and women of integrity, obedient concerning us, obedient concerning us, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. More and more, let wisdom enter their hearts, and let knowledge be pleasant to them. Let discretion preserve them and understanding keep them, to deliver them from the way of evil and from evil men. Make their hearts and ears attentive to godly counsel, doing what is right in your sight. More and more, let the upright dwell in our government. Cause there to be a shaking in all areas. Let those complete and blameless before you stay, and cut off the wicked. Let the unfaithful be rooted out. More and more, bring to light what is hidden in darkness and expose the secret aims of the hearts. Let this nation remember from where they have fallen, repenting and returning to doing their first works, setting their hearts and their souls to seek the Lord, humbling themselves, praying, and turning from their wicked ways. Then hear them, O Lord, and forgive their sins and heal our land. Open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light. Soften the hearts that are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Deliver them from their destructions. Father, you have been long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. More and more raise up a standard in this nation. Cause the rains of your Spirit to flood this land and revive your work in the midst of us. Raise up intercessors for this nation to pull down strongholds over this land, and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, a prayer entitled Praying for the Government, found in the prayer book Praying in Victory. Again, you can go online and find the prayer book Praying in Victory at prayinginvictory.com. Again, prayinginvictory.com. And remember, it's a great prayer tool that helps you pray more effectively for our government, for our nation, and for issues related to our nation as well. It includes praying for the government, and also has a prayer praying for nations, praying for Jerusalem. And of course, obviously, that would be referring to praying for Jerusalem and the nation of Israel as well, but also praying for missionaries, and then praying for pastors' families as well, praying for children, and praying for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and praying for relationships. All nine prayers are very effective and helpful areas to pray, and these are prayers that are based on the Word of God, and they're very effective ways to pray for these things, because remember, praying according to the Word and the will of God is the most effective way to pray. And so I would encourage you to get it at prayinginvictory.com. Again, prayinginvictory.com. And please be sure and pray every day for our government. They very much need your prayers. Continue to pray for cities such as Orlando that sometimes have a large share of crime, tragically, that they have to deal with on an ongoing basis. And so please pray for the mayor and the city aldermen of these are larger cities as well. But, of course, pray for them in large cities and small cities as well, because they very much need our prayers. And let's take a few moments now to pray also for children in our culture as well. You know, the fact is, many of the ills in our society, too often people will blame children and young people. But in fact, many of the factors that help encourage young people and children to go in wrong directions have to do with media or things in the media that were created by adults. Influences and tools that help point our children and youth in wrong directions, obviously, time and time again, are things that were created by people that were very much adult, but who were acting irresponsibly, thus came up with a way to move children and youth and adults as well in wrong directions in the perspectives they share and teach. So, again, important for us to really always be concerned about our youth and our young people. Thank you, Lord, for all the colleges, the universities. Thank you for all of our schools, our high schools, our middle schools, our elementary schools throughout our nation. Thank you for your sovereignty over each and every one of them. And Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit that's at work on the campus of them all. Father, send forth many more laborers onto our school campuses in the name of Jesus, persons that will carry the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the message of God's word to those places as well. Father, more and more help us to recognize, Lord, that when there are laws and policies that try to say that it's wrong to pray, wrong to seek you, and laws and policies that seem to basically try to keep you out, Lord, help us to recognize that those are wicked laws, they're wrong laws, and they really shouldn't be in place. But help us to be effective witnesses, even in places where there seems to be hostility to the gospel and hostility to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Church of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to recognize not only the need to pray for you to send forth the laborers, but help us to be effective laborers in these places, the important places. And Lord, more and more raise up people that understand the importance of being missionaries in the world, persons that will live and shine brightly for Jesus Christ wherever they have been called to be, whether it's in the workplace, in the office, in the factory, in the schools, on the university campuses, or wherever we might be. Guide us and teach us by our divine tutor, the Holy Spirit, to be very, very effective and fruitful vessels in your hands, proclaiming the gospel so that many will be saved, and also proclaiming the word of God and the wisdom of God's word and the counsel of God's word so that people would begin to grow up in their faith and become strong and vibrant believers who will not only be strong in their own lives, but will be effective in discipling their families and discipling their children as well. Help us, Lord, to live so that daily We're vessels through which you can accomplish much discipleship every single day. And help us also, Lord, more and more to be motivated and moved by your Holy Spirit to be aggressive and faithful witnesses wherever we go. Lord, help us to live today and every day in such a way that we're living, shining brightly for Jesus Christ and living to help take as many people with us to heaven as we possibly can. Help us to know, Lord, that there are people that are dying at such high rates all over our culture and our world. And help us to do our part to be the effective witnesses you want each one of us to be. Lord, help us to never, ever take for granted the importance of being witnesses. Help us to know, Lord, that wherever we might go, that you're wanting in a very real sense, needing people to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever that might be. Lord, guide us to live so that more and more with every passing day, your anointing will increase upon our lives. More and more, you would use us as spirit-filled vessels to point people to Jesus Christ and help people grow strong in their faith. Lord, help us to be about your business every single day. Help us to live in such a way that we're not wasting time, that we're not being distracted by weapons of mass distraction, our electronic devices and things that occupy our time and use up valuable and priceless time. Help us, Lord, to live so that daily, on a daily basis, we'll be making the most of the opportunities you give us daily to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to teach and encourage and to disciple others so that they too can grow strong in their faith. And help us to know, Lord, that if we'll simply live available lives, your Holy Spirit can reach through us and do so much good and accomplish much, much grace as we simply live to be available. Thank you for that opportunity. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we want to encourage you to continue to pray for the people and the community of Orlando, Florida, in the midst of the tragedy that took place this past weekend. And I want to ask and encourage every single listener to make it your goal to pray every single day that God would send forth more laborers into the harvest. Because remember, all the people that died tragically in that tragedy, of all of them, nothing matters except did they know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. You know, whether they were black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, that doesn't matter at this point in time. Whether they were rich or poor, that doesn't matter. Whether they had money in the bank or whether they didn't have any money at all, none of that matters. The only thing that matters now is did they know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives? And that's very much true, not only of those individuals, but all the people. Because the fact is, on average, somewhere around 250,000 people die every 24 hours in this world. And the only thing that matters is did they know Jesus Christ? Let's be about our Father's business every day, being witnesses he can use, and being persons who are praying that God would send forth more laborers into his harvest. Thanks for listening today. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.